The U.S. Forest Service says the South Rovilla project is intended to support around 300 jobs in the region's economy. The timber sales would be over the next 15 years and would be a mix of cutting old and young stands of trees. It's largely in the Carroll Inlet area, a patchwork of federal and state lands. It's mixed in with swaths already clear-cut by the Alaska Mental Health Trust Authority, says Larry Edwards of Alaska Rainforest Defenders in Sitka.
Can't do much about what's happening with the Mental Health Trust, but on the public lands that either the state or the federal government own, we shouldn't be doing any more logging in this area at all.
The Forest Service's draft environmental review says removing old-growth habitat may further fragment the forest, eliminating connectivity important to deer, wolf, mountain goat, marten, and bear, in what it admits is an area used by subsistence hunters. But it justifies the work, saying a steady supply of economic timber is needed to support Southeast Alaska's forest products industry.
The Forest Service is going back in and they're just picking out isolated areas of old growth that are left over.
Now, the agency is prevented by law from offering timber sales that appraise negative, that is, would cost it more to prep for sale than it would get in return. The agency says it's already spent about $5.1 million in planning and preparation for this project. Offering a timber sale would cost another $8 million or so. Yet using its known numbers, all the proposed timber sales would put the agency in the red, which it can't do by law. Eric Nichols of Alcan Forest Products is skeptical the South Rovilla project will find a buyer under current conditions.
Can't buy it just to lose money on it. So the question is, do we see something in the future that is not current? And I don't know if we do or not.
Nichols' company exports raw logs to Asia. He says the U.S. trade war with China has led to a lot of uncertainty as tariffs are scheduled to be reimposed next year for his Ketchikan-based firm.
That's going to make the decision to buy anything very difficult, trying to understand what's going to happen between the U.S. and China now.
So timber operators may not be willing to incur the risk at this moment. Notice of a draft environmental impact statement was published in the Federal Register on Friday, September 4th. That triggers a 45-day comment period to weigh in on the project. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.